Just a quick word.
Sure.
It's amazing how this relationship ends up coming back to the relationship, because it ends up on this lawn. That she pleases me. He saw her, talked with her, pleases him. All these things. Let me assure you, dear brethren, young ones, if this relationship was from the Lord, it will end. It will never end up of this woman being called a heifer. Mm. No, that's shit. Believe me. Just imagine, I go to my wife and call her my little heifer. but that's what the scripture says.
Don't do it,
Joe. Very nice
and dear. Don't experiment.
But the reality of it is this. You know what? There was nothing of this relationship other than the lust of the flesh. Mm. That was it.
That's all.
And when the flesh is satisfied, if you will, after its lust, just for a moment, that desire of things and the beauty and, oh, she feels and pleases me, it all disappears. That relationship, if it was a true relationship, should be my bride, my sweetheart, my honey, not a heifer. Mm-hmm. But this is what the end result of any relationship that's not from the Lord. It might come to that point that we lose the sweetness of things and we just start hurting by giving other titles. Mm-hmm. So.
But I want to end it up on a positive note too. He went up to his father's house. You know, it reminds me of the prodigal son. And I wish he there. Yeah. I wish he didn't go back again like a dog to his own vomit. Yeah. He went up to his father's house. Think three times in the chapter he went down to the Philistines. And finally, he went up to his father's house. And you know what? God is saying, Samson, there is a remedy here. Come up. I'm still waiting for you, just like the father. Maybe some have gone astray. Maybe some have seen the red flags, but the father is saying, come back. I have room for you. I have place for you. He went up to his father's house. You know, that is the place where we ought to be, the father's house. Because who is in the father's house? The Lord Jesus. He will occupy our heart. He will occupy our thoughts. You don't want to have to worry about the Philistines or their heifers or anything that they offer you. You will be occupied with the Son of God if we are in the Father's house. And that is where Samson belonged, in the Father's house, not in the land of the Philistines. That's security. That is joy. That is abundance of blessing. You will have it all in the Father's house. You wish Samson ended up there. But here again, man doesn't get it. He goes back again and